Well, good morning. So, Jesse, as your dad, I just am so proud of you as you have started middle school. How's it been so far?
It's kind of like a more drama fifth grade.
Okay. It's a more drama fifth grade. Gotcha. Yep. Well, moving on. So, the scripture today is pretty cool because it's got some really good news for us. And I don't know about you, I could use some good news nowadays. But as we think about that, I need to ask an expert like you about the groups you belong to. So think about, you know, in the community now as you're a great big middle schooler, what kind of groups you belong to and what do you do in those groups? Let's go one at a time. Give me a group.
Okay, so my scout group.
Okay, so scouting here at Trinity and scouting generally in the county. Sure, yeah. So scout troop. Now, what do you do with your friends in scouting?
We do service, cheerful service.
Okay. Service, hopefully cheerful service. That's good. Yeah. It depends on if it's raining. Yep. Yeah. And if they're fire ants, I think. Yep. So what is another group you belong to?
My band group.
Okay, so band, right. Okay, y'all, let's say a special prayer for all the educators in our school system at the start of a school year, but especially the band instructors. I remember myself in middle school starting band, so we pray for patience and endurance. So band, and what do you do in band with your friends?
We do band.
What's your instrument?
Clarinet.
All right, let's tackle a couple. What's another group you belong to?
I got my soccer and volleyball group.
Okay. Your soccer and volleyball teams, yeah. And what do you do in volleyball?
We play volleyball.
What kind of positions?
Well, we have to rotate, so technically we're all in different positions, but my favorite one is like in the back right corner where we get to do serves.
Okay, back right corner, especially when you're serving, yeah. So this is pretty neat to think about your groups here as you're beginning middle school, because you're beginning your scouting experience, and in scouting we have Cole, who is still involved, but is at the other end, already getting his eagle in scouting, right? Volleyball, I think there are some keen volleyball players. We have Kinsey here at Scotland High School, McKenzie at North Carolina School of Science and Math, still playing volleyball. I think there's some moms that have some experience in volleyball here, right? And then we think of band, and we think of our own Casey. Casey, who is now a band leader, as you're beginning band for the first time. So, well, what's great about these groups? Oh, is there another group that you want to talk about from home or school?
Lunch group. We all, like, sit in the back corner tables and share, like, gossip.
Okay, so your lunch group that you, and you've gotten pretty creative. You, even though your friends are some in different classes, how do you pull that off in lunch? Because you have to sit at different tables?
We all like sit in the same kind of corner and we carry messages across like the corner of the three tables like, Alana, I need you to tell this da-da-da-da-da to Casey, but don't make sure da-da-da doesn't hear because she might be upset.
Right, drama fifth grade, right? Yeah, okay. You've found some pretty creative ways to support each other and do some pretty amazing things. So today's scripture talks about that, and Pastor Jim is going to lean in more about some good news that when just a few of us come together, Matthew 18:18, that God joins us. God is present with us and empowers us. So I don't think you need a political scientist to tell you that currently, we are in days of division in this country. And I think this scripture has some really good news for us in that. Because we can come together, especially in the church. When we come together with our friends in church, what do we do? We talked about these other groups, but what do we do in church?
We worship God.
Okay, we worship, yeah. What else?
We have potlucks.
Okay, and we eat. And we eat, yes. And we learn about God, and we learn how to serve others, too, right? And in all these things, I hope we have a little bit of fun, too, right? So during these days of division, we are assured by God that if we come together and support one another, then we can support others as well through God's power. And during these days, Lord, we need this kind of power. We need to reach others, even those who we disagree with during these times, support one another. Let's bow our heads. Lord, during these days of division, when there are voices and there are forces out that want to keep us divided, want to take those who we disagree with and turn them somehow into our enemies, Lord, help us break through that. Help us to be able to reach out to other believers, to come together, and through your will, to bring peace and unity, to bring the healing balm that we need during these difficult days. Lord, thank you for the example of fifth graders. Thank you for the example of the youth in this church. Lord, help us to know how to support one another and to support others in these days. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.